Hello, and welcome to the Mentor of Life podcast by Dr. Shola Izokoli. I am Dr. Shola Izokoli, your life makeover mentor. With untraditional solutions to age-old problems, I help you create what you want in life, health, and relationships. Yes, you can have it all. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on podcast, Vimeo, or SoundCloud. Today, I'm going to talk to you about confidence. I've been doing a lot of videos on confidence lately because I have found that in this post-pandemic world, a lot of people have had their confidence shaken. And what's happening is that people are trying to return to their authentic selves, find their purpose, get new jobs, seek new opportunities, take on new adventures, and they're finding that they lack the confidence to do it. So I'm speaking again on confidence as I launch my program, How to Build Confidence for Your Next Level. This video is titled How to Build Confidence for Your Next Level. So I'm going to jump right in. The first step on how to build confidence for your next level is you have to change your identity to a more confident, empowered one. Now, I have videos on identity and you can watch these videos. They're all over the place on YouTube, etc. And I've done podcasts on identity. So you can follow me and watch all my other videos that I've talked about identity. So I'm not going to go deep into that. All I am going to say though is that I can actually teach you how to develop a more empowered identity. Now, when people say change your identity, it's like, what do you mean? You mean I have to change my personality? Nay, nay. Personality and identity are two completely different things. Your personality is a set of characteristics that make you who you are. Your identity is who you are being at the moment, and you can be anything you choose to be. There are seven disempowered identities, seven, I believe, yes. And there is one empowered identity, and you need to change your identity to the empowered one. Like I said, I talked about identity in previous videos, so you can go ahead and watch those. I've talked about identity in previous podcasts, and you can listen to these podcasts. But it is crucial that your identity change from inside out, from a less confident, disempowered identity to a more empowered identity, who you are being, so that your being starts, you start from the foundation. There's only so much power posing you can do. There's only so much affirmation, positive thinking that you can do without embodying the correct, empowered, confident identity. That is number one. That is the foundation. And I teach this in my upcoming program, How to Build Confidence for Your Next Level. I will actually teach you how to become more empowered, giving you pointers as to what the disempowered, lacking confidence identities look like and what empowered identity looks like. That's number one. Number two, recognize confidence blockers. There are different things in different people that block your confidence. There are things that I call enemies of confidence. They are confidence killers. Things such as imposter syndrome, overthinking, and not starting what you finish. And I've talked about those in other broadcast, podcast videos, etc. You can have a look at those, but you need to recognize what are the things that are making your confidence leak away. Is it other people's voices that you're paying attention to? Is it that you've suffered so many rejections that you lack in confidence? Again, in my program, I actually go into this and help you point out and find out those things that are standing in the way of your own confidence. Number three, learn skills, specific skills to build more confidence. So now we've developed a confident identity. We've realized the things that are blocking confidence. There are actually things you can do to build confidence. There are specific strategies that you can take. And yes, maybe you might have to do some power posing, but that's not it. Things like affirmations, things like starting what you finish. Things like taking the leap. Things like doing something different every day just to build confidence in yourself and in your own ability. Learning to listen to your intuition. There's so many things that you can do to build specific skills that will actually help you be more confident. And by the end of my program, you will find that you are more confident. You will find that things that you used to second guess yourself about, it's a no-brainer. You're taking those steps. You're doing those things. You're making it happen because you're actually building confidence skills. Now, here is the thing. A lot of people think that confidence is just something you have or you don't have. This is not true. Confidence is learned behavior, okay? We are all born confident. Life sometimes beats it out of us, but then you can learn how to be confident again, and it is all learned behavior. So if you're lacking in confidence, you do not have to just be, oh, poor me, I have no confidence, I'll never be able to get what I want or do what I want. You can gain confidence too. Number four, learn how to be more confident at work. A lot of people are fine outside, but then when they go to work, you know, you're talking to a boss or even a peer, maybe trying to share your ideas. A lot of women wobbling their confidence. I actually have in my program, I have a specialist, a career strategist, who is coming to take classes on confidence and teach you how to be more confident at work, to step up, to harness your unique skills at work and gain confidence. You need to be more confident at work, because guess what? When you're more confident at work, you get more promotions, you get more money, you are noticed. People start to see you as the authority in whatever area you are at work. Whereas if you lack confidence, you may be good at your job, but people don't see it because you're not confident enough to talk about what you do in a way that makes people see, oh, wow, this person is an asset to this company, and the person is somebody we cannot afford to lose. So how to be? You need to be able to be confident at work and in your business. So my career strategist will be teaching that to you. Number five, you need to learn how to confidently face backlash and criticism. A lot of times, again, we're fine until somebody challenges us and then we fall apart. Why? It's about skills. It's about learning those skills to stand up and confidently face backlash and criticism. And here's another thing. If people have been used to you being a bit diffident and mousy, when you step up and become more confident, guess what? People are not going to like it. The people who benefit from your lack of confidence are not going to be happy when you step up. So it's crucial to be able to face the backlash and face the criticism that comes when you step into your new self. Now, another thing you need to do is have your own confidence roadmap, whether it's mantras, rituals, things that you do, affirmations, to build your confidence every single day. Because when you finish with my 6-week program, you're going to need to be able to lean back on those things and go forward. So you need to build your own confidence roadmap, and I will be showing you exactly how to do those things. So I'm going to recap how to build confidence for your next level. Like they say, it's simple, but not easy. Number one, you need to change your identity to a more confident, more empowered one. And instead of just trying to figure out what's that identity, you work with me, I can tell you exactly what it is and how to move forward. Number two, recognize confidence blockers. Number three, learn actual skills to build more confidence. Number four, learn how to be more confident in your work or in your business. Number five, learn how to step up to face criticism and backlash confidently. And number six, have your own confidence roadmap of things you do to build confidence in yourself every day. So in my newest program, I show you all these steps, so you can click the link to get on a call with me and we can talk about it. Let's do this. I'm so excited to help you build more confidence as a woman, help you build more confidence in every area. And this spills over. When you have confidence, when you're empowered in your identity, this spills over into every area of your life. So here is where I end this. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and Don't forget to click the link, get on my calendar, and I will get on a call with you. You can explain to me what you need in this area, and I will tell you whether I can help you or not. Most likely I can, and we can go from there. So have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I will see you, talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Mentor of Life podcast, your one-stop shop for innovative solutions in life, health, and relationships. My little piece of the internet is sholaezeokoli.com. That's SholaEzeokoli.com. There you can find links to my social media pages, sign up to work with me, or invite me to speak at your corporation, conference, or other event. Thank you so very much for listening. Until next time, remember, yes, you can have it all.